Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of A New Life Awaits, Spirit-Guided Insights to Support Global Awakening, which shares stories and messages from Spirit showing us the challenges we are facing are not merely economic, political, or societal, but a spiritual disconnect from our inner soul wisdom and our sense of connection to Universal Source. I am most delighted today to welcome Lois Herman, author of Chronicles of Hope, who, like me, is a conduit for the relaying of messages from Universal Source to help us remember our soul and our human journey and the potential we have to manifest our greatest possibilities to thrive and evolve during these challenging and changing times. Hello, Lois, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within to share your miraculous messages of truth, love, and hope from Spirit in order to help us weather these changing times where humanity is being called on to remember their true eternal state of soul being and to work cooperatively rather than in competitive fashion, which is undermining the health and well-being of our planet and our personal development as souls having a physical life.
You're exactly right, and thank you, Cheryl, for having me on your show. I'm delighted to be here today sharing this special time, this moment with you.
That's beautifully said. Lois says, listeners of Healing From Within are well aware. My guests and I share an understanding of the dual nature of soul and physical life as we try to observe ways to master our emotions and live lives of dignity and honor, exploring as we are representatives of a divine source of life, and we're just exploring the world of man, nature, and the universe. If we focus only on material needs, we fail to observe the beauty of our already magnificent soul energy, and we really can't succeed in either our soul or physical life development. It is necessary, and every show in one way or another shows this, to merge our dual total essence of physical and spiritual life, and that is the key to success, joy, prosperity, peace, and happiness. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will discuss Lois's second book in the series, Chronicles of Hope, The Collective, Book 2, which shares channeled messages from wise spirits of the collective, or the universe, or energy, or universal source, or the divine, or God, whatever one chooses to call it, who teach us how to shift our energy to be more positive about healing ourselves, our families, our communities, and our troubled world. In this timely compilation of ageless healing wisdom, we hear from an ancient god, a beloved prophet, a little-known goddess, a misunderstood archangel, the expansive spirit of the universe, and the spirit of the earth, our Mother Gaia. Whether you believe in many gods, one god, or no god, these spiritual beings of the unseen world are concerned about us. Humanity will soon be its undoing, but if we listen to their ever-willing need to assist us in saving this precious planet and the life that lives in, on, and around her, we will begin to know life in a new way. I always love... Lois, that's the whole ball of wax, but now let's go on to explain how other people can begin to be part and participate in this journey. Lois, I always love to ask my interesting and compassionate guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, place, event that may have shown them or others around them the lifestyle, interests, and values they might pursue as an adult. Before the show, I was telling you one of mine. So think back to your earliest beginning and how you were starting to know much about yourself, even at an early age.
Well, the earliest beginning is my mother said I cried for the first 6 months of my life. And I look back, and I'm a hypnotist that does a lot of past life regression work. And in my life between life journey, I knew coming into this life that it was not going to be an easy one. So I think my young spiritual self was like, what have I done? What have I
Yes.
How have I decided to come in here? But that was my earliest sign that something was amiss.
Well, it wasn't really a miss. It was your destiny and journey. And you had selected that long ago in spirit, and you were just on some level, soul level aware. I was like that as a kid too. I was either laughing or crying. Life was either joyful or terribly sad. Yeah, it was our soul working with our mind to try to figure it all out.
We could also feel. We had that sense of feeling what all was going on around us. And the other memory that just came to me, I was just talking about this the other day, is one of my favorite memories was going into the woods and having tea parties with the fairies.
Did you actually see them? Were you able to see them?
I could sense them. I didn't see them really, but I would have little stones and little cups and around a beautiful little flat rock, and we would just sit there, and I was happiest right there in the woods with my fae friends, and it just always felt so safe and so content.
I don't know if I was aware of the magic of the forest, but when we used to go to the mountains, I used to go into the forest by the brook, and there were these little salamanders, those orange little lizard type things, and
Yeah.
I would let them be on my arm. Now I don't think I would do that anymore, but then I had no fear, and I kind of maybe thought they were magical beings. Yes, could
Yeah.
be. But let's go on to in the introduction to this show, there are all the questions I am sure our listeners would love for you to expand on. So, what might be the ageless wisdom we hear from an ancient god?
Well, one of the things that has come to me even more recently, when I received this download of information over, it was really over a 2 year period that has been created into two books and one still pending. But they said, these ancient ones said that humanity may not have much time left. We need you to sound the alarm to wake people up. Now I'm thinking, okay, I need to do this, but I'm thinking we may not have much time left as in, 50, 100 years or something. But what is it's dawned on me is we're in that time right now. We need to pay attention to what is going on in our world right now. And this book is a recipe for what we need to do to shift our energy. Because the first book was all about negative energies and how it affects us, and kind of a history of the evolution of mankind. And this book is from the gods and the children and children's children, as they called them, that are closer to humans. So the first being that came through was the god of Atlantis, Re, who says that humanity is based on morals and ethics. It is not what we can produce, which is what you just spoke about earlier. It's not about, all of the things. It's about living coming from a place of integrity, honesty, and truth. That is the hallmark of a good civilization. And we're not there right now. Look at all of the stuff that's going on in our world, and people need to wake up that we need to come together.
Well, you said this in the book. There are many good people, and there are many souls who are lost, and the people who put the greatest good for the greatest number ahead of themselves, These are the people you can trust, and there's so many of them. But it's also easy to attract attention when you do something that is perceived as wrong. Now, there really is no right or wrong. We know that. That's only a duality trying to come to an understanding of who we are as soul energy with the capability to be in balance. But you also mentioned that raised child Jesus. I kind of love this. Said 2,000 years ago, I am not God. Don't follow me. You are the gods. An emotion to you and to Paul, who's a channeler. Follow each other. Learn to love each other. And that is the way to improve the troubles we're having right now in the world. We have to solve our problems individually and collectively.
Absolutely. And Jesus said, we need to be loving, kind, and compassionate with each other. And he's the one that said there are more good people out there than there are negative. But the ones that are negative are the loudest. So everybody
Yeah.
hears them and pay attention to them. We need to shine the light like you are doing.
Every show, 10 years of authors from all over the world, in one way or another, they have the intuition and connection to spirit to share this message you and I are talking about. So every show is geared and written in a tapestry of universal love, cooperation, and peace, harmony, and balance, and everything that is needed at this very trying time. Now, let's go on to what might a beloved prophet want us to know? We already started to talk about the beloved prophet is, of course, Jesus, and he has this, when he's not in a physical form as he was 2,000 years ago, he is an angelic energy or a vibration of an angel that's very close to Ray, who's a higher vibrational form of life. And he talks about good and evil as being an earthly corporeal thing, but there's really no absolutes, no good or evil, no right or wrong. So tell us more about that.
One of the favorite messages that Jesus said is to he I actually in the book have it, I called it Jesus's top 40 because there were 40 separate things that he said that we should do. I call this is like a guideline for living your life. They gave us such amazing, just simple bullet points, but one of my favorites is speak the compliment out loud. So many people, you might look at somebody and think something happy, but you don't say it. And that person might need to hear, oh, your eyes sparkle. You've got the most beautiful color eyes. Look at that scarf on you. It looks just shine. It makes you shine. It's just simple, simple, simple. But speak the compliment out loud. Let people know the good that they're doing so that they can then do more. Just anything that we can amplify, when we can amplify the good, that's what we need to do.
Well, you and I are like that. We can't do it any other way. And sometimes people look at us as strange, or sometimes they think maybe we're being judgmental by making a comment of beauty or appreciation. They see it as judgment, but it's really not. It's just truth coming through, and joy for them, and joy to be with them. And most people see it that way, but once in a while you'll meet someone who doesn't. Now let's go on to who is the misunderstood archangel, and what is his story?
So that was very interesting. The archangel Samael, I chose to call him by the Old Testament name of Archangel Samael. He was also Hades, the god of the underworld. He was Loki. He was so many of these the types of gods that were doing the hard things. He holds people accountable. He is also known in the New Testament as Lucifer. But he was mispainted. You cannot find anything in the Bible that says he is associated with the devil. That came about privately afterwards through Dante's Inferno. So Lucifer was indeed the bringer of light, and he also holds people accountable for their actions on Earth. So when people die, if they have done negative things, shall we say, harsh things, they are the ones, they have to be accountable to him. And so he is not evil at all.
No, he's necessary for balance. He's necessary for people to understand the struggle for personal growth is based on internal conflict that can be mastered. So he shows us that. But he also, I also read that he may have realized that many of the damaged spirits will never recover. So when they go up and have their life review, some do not reincarnate. Some energy cannot be, how can I say, restructured or recycled. So it just goes up into energy and a new soul is born. You talk about that. I never thought of that before, but that makes perfect sense, because once that spirit is gone, the energy merges with all other energy, and it can create a new spirit. And that's part of Archangel. It's hard for me to say his name. I want to say Samuel.
You know, in the first book, they kept talking about there's so many new souls, and that's why we're having so much chaos on Earth. All these new souls that are into the drugs and all this other stuff that are, you know, that because they don't, they're like kids in a candy shop. They just want to experience everything to do with life. Older souls, we've been around a few times, and we're more private, more complacent. We want to evolve more spiritually. It's like being around, you know, young kids who are blaring their music loud and all that. But I was curious about, well, why are there so many new souls on Earth? And when we got to the session with Samael, that's when I asked him. And what he said is, he does not destroy the souls themselves. Let's take Hitler, for example. When he did his life review, he saw that he had done something so horrific that he destroyed himself. That energy is now recycled and becomes pure new soul.
Beautiful. That is a wonderful answer. Yes. Most people do not know this, Lois. They kind of think these souls go into a spot, a lower level of heaven, and they just stay there. No, this makes more sense to me than that interpretation of heaven and earth. So you also write that Samael, when he mentions the earth's frustration or the living planet's frustration, he believes that in the near future we will see a drop-off in population growth. And perhaps this is happening now with COVID-19. There is so much death going on, so many souls leaving the planet, not only by the pandemic, but in many other ways. You said drug addiction and suicide and, yes, souls that just cannot see their way to fulfilling what they need in this world and want to go upstairs so that they can reprogram. I kind of think that's exactly what's happening. But we have to also understand every soul has flaws and our lives will never be perfect. And it doesn't have to be. What we have to do is allow ourselves to surrender, to allow and accept life on its own terms, and surrender to whatever circumstance. And it only lasts for a moment. We're only in the here and now in this moment, and then we move to another understanding or awareness. Now let's go on to the expansive energy of the universe and this planet Mother Earth, and how they are connected, and what your guides and teachers and higher vibrational beings tell you.
Well, what was interesting is we had just joined in with a Tibetan prayer for universal peace. And so we had gotten together to do one of the sessions, but because it happened at the time and day of this Tibetan prayer, we just joined in this prayer. Then all of a sudden, universal energy comes through and says, yes, you called me. And I was a little dumbfounded, but then again, okay, this is by design. So I started asking, and universe says that you need to know that you are all one species. You are all the same. You are all one. And you need to come together as one. This bickering, this fighting, this hate, this anger has got to stop. You have to come together. So he gave us information as to how we can commune together and trust one another, open our hearts to one another. And when we can do that, we can create a beautiful paradise on earth.
Yeah, it also helps to know that humans do experience alien visitation, and physical visitations are truly spiritual visitations or astral projection, and there is so much life beyond this human life, and our minds are such amazing. Like computers, we can engage if we train ourselves. We can tap into these extra senses, and so many people are doing it now. This is not a gift that you and I just have. Everybody has it, but some people are afraid, and we have to get past the fear so that we can truly know ourselves in our total life force.
That's one of the things that Aurora, the goddess of the dawn, she came through actually before Samael, and she spoke a lot. She looks out for the light workers. That is her job. And she says there is too much hate on your planet. Hate is a primitive emotion. And
Yes.
we need, in order to evolve, we have to move beyond the hate, the fear, the anger. That's a low-level vibrational energy. And we've got to take a look. When somebody is stuck in that energy, they are vibrating at a very low level. So those of us who are wishing to ascend to a higher level of consciousness, we have to walk away from the hate. We send them love. We send them positive energy. But we have to learn how to keep ourselves safe and secure so as not to allow them to pull our energy down.
Well, yeah, I have worked very hard at that. It's taken me 25 years to really understand how to protect energy, how to help the people who are functioning at that vibration, and not to judge them and to allow them their own way forward, because everyone has a path. And I'm glad to know about this goddess who helps the light workers. I'm going to call on her more often in these trying times. But let's go on to whether you believe in one God, many gods, or no God. What these spiritual beings we're talking about right now really wish is to help humanity refine their thinking and actions. So tell us how we're going to begin to fix the many problems facing us right now, personally and collectively.
By listening for truth, the truth is being overshadowed by negative energy because different people have an agenda. Look beyond the agenda. Listen for, and this is what Samael says: listen for yourself. Listen to in your heart for truth. Do not buy into what is being broadcast because there are different energies out there with different agendas. Look for the wolves in sheep's clothing. We've got to look beyond that and listen for our own truth. And as we raise our energy and as we come together with others of like mind, we can shift this planet and make it into the beautiful, idyllic paradise that it's supposed to be. Because they say we live on one of the most beautiful planets in the universe. And we take it for granted, and we've got to cherish. I'm here in New England, and the colors are turning. And where can you see such beauty? The trees are showing their true colors, and it is just magic. We live in this magic. And you and I were talking a little bit ago about being like a child. We have to maintain that childlike wonder and awe at, if you see a butterfly, oh wow, look at this. We have to get back into that wonderful, cherished energy of appreciating all that is here. Gaia, the energy, the spirit of our earth. Is as she's a little miffed and frustrated with her humans for being so callous toward her and toward each other. So Gaia says, I can heal this planet if you just let me, if you work with me. And so she's She said she sweeps with a broad stroke. So hurricanes, tornadoes, fires. She's cleaning house because she's tired of people not caring.
I think many of the light workers are also a little tired of people not caring, but we just get out of it one, two, three, and we get back to our hopeful and to our light ways to shed that out into the world. Now, you tell a story about Jesus and how he felt emotions, which many higher vibrational beings like Ray, are not part of, because Jesus had a physical life. And you tell about he talks about love being difficult to really explain, but it's just a matter of simple compassion, which is really rare in the universe, and we have to be grateful as humans that we can feel it. But as you interacted with Jesus, which was channeled through Gary, your partner, you said you were struck by his own emotion of slight, by your own emotion of slight confusion, because he was very sad and almost crying.
When, as a hypnotist, many of my clients have conversations with Jesus. And when he's in that ethereal self, that angelic realm, when he's in that high-level spiritual energy, he is magnificent. He just glows of love and compassion. And he often says, lighten up. You need to enjoy life and be at peace. But when he lowered his vibrational level to be in Gary's body, he was feeling the sadness of humanity. Much like empaths. You know how an
Yes,
empath is going to
yes.
feel other people. When he came into Gary's body, he was feeling the sadness of this earth, and he says, this is so painful. I'm feeling all this, and I'm so sad that people did not pay attention to the simple message that I brought 2,000 years ago. It was simple. Love each other as you would love yourself. Be kind, be compassionate. He said it was never meant to turn into an enforced religion. It was meant as an offering of pay attention to what is truth in your heart.
And your own connection to spirit and the divine and the energy of higher vibrational emotion. Absolutely. So I want to thank you, Lois Herman, for your very creative and true relaying of the messages you have shared in your new book, Chronicles of Hope, the collective book too, which are channeled from Universal Source, and for your dedication to pursuing the mystical and magical world of energy, life, renewal, compassion, and love. And to read more about a vision of life beyond the rational or ego-based reality, and to reside in the heart energy of the soul, go to loisherman.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have heard the fantastically inspiring messages of Ray and other advanced vibrational beings who exist in the universe and try to communicate compassion and hope for an ever-evolving human and divine existence for all souls. At the time of this writing, we are immersed in the coronavirus pandemic with a worldwide practice of social distancing. The use of technology has been valuable to keep people connected in work and play. People are learning new skills using video to communicate, playing online games together, staying connected, and helping each other to be uplifted. Without technology, life would be very lonely these days for many. By the same measure, instead of going to restaurants, people are spending time outside, playing in yards, walking on paths, singing in the streets, and sharing music from balconies and windows. In our separateness, there is a sense of oneness, of coming together as people, as one human collective, beyond the commands or control of institutions or government. And that is Jesus' message that we were talking about. In other words, whatever challenge we face, we find help in asking Spirit for guidance and to find a way to make life more compassionate and viable for necessary change, rather than succumb to lower emotions of pain, sadness, dysfunction, disease, and depression, which we must experience, we seek to uplift ourselves and our communities, and that has been and continues to be the message of all spiritual teachers throughout time and space. Lois and I would have you become more aware of the many messages you are each receiving in the form of coincidences, dreams, synchronicity, and indeed in the miracle of life unfolding in every way beyond good or bad or right or wrong or any dichotomy of feelings. For each experience is necessary on the journey of the soul to remember and value all life without judgment or loss. All is as it should be, and each of us are the remarkable holders of love, life, and compassion throughout many soul journeys. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of A New Life Awaits, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to the many leaders that I've interviewed over the long years in the field of metaphysics, science, spirituality, medicine, psychology, and the arts and music. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvisionsradio.com. Thank you.